At 8:22, this is KERA News. I'm Sam Baker. A state lawmaker from Dallas wants a Confederate plaque near his Capitol office removed immediately. The Dallas Morning News reports the plaque denies the South seceded from the Union over slavery during the Civil War. House Democrat Eric Johnson yesterday asked the Texas State Preservation Board to remove the plaque. Board oversees Capitol grounds. Johnson also called on Governor Greg Abbott, along with Lieutenant Governor and the House Speaker, to discuss other Confederate monuments and statues at the state capitol. A statement from Abbott yesterday said removing them, quote, won't erase our nation's past, and it doesn't advance our nation's future. Abbott also condemned racist violence that followed last weekend's white supremacist rally in Charlottesville, Virginia. The unrest in Charlottesville has reignited the debate on removing Confederate monuments. The United States, Mexico, and Canada have begun renegotiating the North American Free Trade Agreement, or NAFTA. The agreement, which took effect in 1994, lowered trade barriers between the three countries. Texas has seen a big benefit. The state exports beef, cotton, corn, and sweeteners to Mexico and Canada. UT El Paso economics professor Tom Fullerton says NAFTA has also been beneficial to consumers.
There are more varieties of products that are available to them. There are better quality products that are available to consumers in all three countries as a consequence of NAFTA, and prices are lower.
President Trump has famously promised to end NAFTA, though. Fullerton says that's a bad idea.
It will lower personal incomes. It will raise prices. It'll have inflationary impacts. It will probably lead to fairly large-scale recessions in Canada and Mexico, and will raise the specter of stagflation here in the United States. In other words, higher unemployment accompanied by higher inflation rates.
The renegotiation process is expected to address changes in the economy since NAFTA was first ratified, such as addressing e-commerce and the privatization of the Mexican oil industry. In the 1989 film Do the Right Thing, Spike Lee captured a day in the life of a historically black Brooklyn neighborhood. The story of racial tension and gentrification is still relevant nearly 30 years later. Our big screen team talked about the movie ahead of a special screening this weekend.
I'm Chris Wagner, culture critic for the Dallas Morning News.
And I'm Stephen Becker with KERA. And today our guest is filmmaker and author Brandon Harris, whose new book is called Making Rent in Bed-Stuy, a memoir of trying to make it in New York City. Brandon, thanks for talking to us today.
Thanks for having me.
So you're coming to Dallas on Sunday to show Do the Right Thing, Spike Lee's film about life in Brooklyn's Bedford-Stuyvesant neighborhood. The story unfolds over the course of the hottest day of the year, and as the temperatures rise, so does the tension between the neighborhood's black residents and the white family that owns the corner pizza shop.
Hey, Sal, how come you got no brothers up on the wall here?
You want brothers on the wall? Get your own place. You can do what you want to do. You can put your brothers and uncles and nieces and nephews, your stepfather, stepmother, whoever you want, you see? But this is my pizzeria. American Italians on the wall only.
Take it easy, man.
Huh?
And you, hey, don't stop with me today.
What?
Yeah, that might be fine, Sal, but you own this. Rarely do I see any American Italians eating in here. All I see is black folks. So since we spend much money here, we do have some say.
You lived very near where the film takes place for many years, and I'm wondering, how has the neighborhood changed from the one that we see in the film?
You know, it's funny. As I write in the book, I don't know if the neighborhood we see in the film ever really existed. Don't take that as a criticism of the film necessarily, which I think is a brilliant film and a film I'm very much looking forward to seeing. But I say that in that, you know, I used to live about six or seven blocks away from where Do the Right Thing was shot. And that block was, you know, very much transformed during the making of the film. And yet, you know, I think that the Bed-Stuy of that portion of the neighborhood in that era must have been much poorer than it's depicted in the film at the time.
Would you say the film presents a kind of idealized version of Bed-Stuy?
No. I mean, I certainly wouldn't say that. I mean, it's a film that ends with a race riot, which ultimately presents sort of a moral quandary, and its bifurcated viewpoint suggests that was the violence necessary? We don't know.
You mentioned, of course, race and violence, and those are things that are particularly on people's minds, of course, after last weekend in Charlottesville, Virginia. And I wonder how you think the current climate affects the way we might watch Do the Right Thing today.
You know, it seems like every summer there are new spectacles of police violence against African Americans, especially African American males. So, you know, I think that these things are on people's minds, these kind of police killings, such as the one that Do the Right Thing ends with, or have been on white people's minds or non-African Americans' minds, more so because of their increased visibility.
You're writing largely about gentrification in Brooklyn. I'm wondering how you see that theme playing out in the film itself and Do the Right Thing, if Sal's Pizzeria, for instance, is an example of gentrification in Bed-Stuy.
Oh, I don't think so at all. No. Sal's Pizzeria is the type of pizzeria that would get pushed out by gentrification 20 years later once John Turturro's character owns it. And Sal has long passed into retirement. And suddenly upwardly mobile millennials who are mostly white, who have wanted to reclaim urban spaces, you know, all over this country, come, and the developers and city planners who have access to the real resources to transform those neighborhoods, transform them.
Brandon Harris, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
Brandon Harris wrote Making Rent in Bed-Stuy, a memoir of trying to make it in New York City. Do the Right Thing screens Sunday afternoon at 3 at the Texas Theater. Details are at artandseek.org. Denton, Cook, and Grayson counties are under flood advisories until 10:45 this morning. Dallas County is under a flash flood warning until 10:30. The forecast shows that chance of rain continuing through early afternoon, mostly cloudy skies through tonight when there's a 50% chance of rain.